Honor, I have a couple of main points I want to make. First, this follows on, and I appreciate the joiner's discussion previous about a vague application with specific protests. But just looking directly at this application, and I noticed in your 2012 decision, you quoted several key sections from that application as part of your initial analysis. This application is far worse than what we faced in 2012, or what you faced. It's not an improvement. Adding a bunch of engineering drawings to talk about a diversion means nothing as far as specificity for beneficial use or meeting the constitutional and statutory and regulatory requirements. That assists in no way. But what the application does do, Your Honor, is it is straightforward and admits on its face does not have specificity. And this is, I'm referring to the application which discusses the so-called stage one, stage two process, which of course is completely illegal. I went back and looked at it. There's no reference in the application saying we can do this pursuant to this rule, this reg, this statute, this case. They argue after the fact some bifurcation cases which have nothing to do with the specific requirements of an application. So none of that is helpful. Frankly, it's all off point. So when they say we are going to propose this procedure, which says during stage one, we'll allow for hydrologic testimony, essentially, conservation of water and public welfare will be addressed in stage one, which is exactly what prior counsel was concerned about, because that stage one would have no information on the place of use, no practical ability to fully discuss those requirements. Then the applicant says, after stage two, there's an initial order on hydraulic issues, and the applicant will then request 12 months to adjust and finalize the individual purposes of use, places of use, and amounts of each use. That's exactly what the statute requires in this application. Nothing calls for or would contemplate, not only do they want to amend the application to actually try to satisfy the specificity requirements, they want to do a second advertisement to give supposedly notice to new people, and then that second phase will consist of consideration of whether the detailed purposes and places of use that will be defined by this second phase can be approved without impairment of other rights, public welfare, etc. Frankly, Your Honor, what I would suggest is, and I know you're somewhat of a legal historian, and maybe water historian, would be fair to say, what we're basically dealing with is the modern version of the Millhiser case. We've come forward 120 years. Instead of someone putting a dam across a small river and saying all the water below is mine because I diverted it and put it in a canal, we're talking about, you know, something slightly more modern, but legally equally as deficient and frankly as antithetical to our Constitution and our statutes and the purpose of prior appropriation. It's the same end result with some modern bells and whistles. So you conceptually design a pipeline. That's diversion. That is nothing to do with specifying beneficial use to satisfy our Constitution. Has nothing to do with acknowledging this is public water available for the public with limited exceptions, including an application that specifies the use so people will know where it's going to be used, when it's going to be used, how it's going to be used, and they can address that. So this is nothing more than exact admission that this application needs to fail. The stage two proposal is nothing more than saying we're going to dress up our last application with some engineering, no more information on specific use, and we're going to propose a stage two, completely unprecedented, outside the statutes. Frankly, it completely violates prior appropriation, which I think is a high, you know, sort of the baseline of your prior decision was prior appropriation, constitutional and statutory and common law. So this stage two requirement, in my view, on behalf of the county and its constituents, is an outright admission of that this application and this entire proposal fails miserably to meet the basic requirements to move forward. And if we take that as a given, or you accept part of my argument or some of it, then I would ask you to go on to look at a couple of decision-making options for you. Now, we have, as a judge and as an attorney, we have stare decisis, which you relied on heavily in 2012. Stare decisis helps lay out a constitutional phrase, if you will, and a statutory phrase or criteria, and apply it. That's by prior reported case law. Certainly, you can apply stare decisis to this case, and you should come to very close to prior decision. All of your analysis on specificity moves directly over to this application. Nothing changes that by the fact that they did a conceptual engineering or conceptual delivery system. They didn't talk to the people with access, all kinds of deficiencies with that. But that doesn't matter really, because that doesn't solve anything about specificity. But in addition, I suggest both the tool and the requirement of collateral estoppel should apply. And the reason, and sort of my analogy on that, Your Honor, most people, I think, may be familiar with the movie called Groundhog Day. This is Groundhog Day for Patrick County. This started in 2007. 2012 was the first example of Groundhog Day in this courtroom. I wasn't there, but you were. Many of these people were there. Groundhog Day was when they kept repeating themselves. It was funny.
No, I'm just thinking about it. Who's the Bill Murray character in this one?
I don't know what there was, because Bill was kind of funny.
Yeah, but he had to keep going through it for, like, it seemed like hundreds of years until he became a really nice guy. So I guess that's a lesson to all of us. Maybe if all the cats counted, if all the problems were done, anyway, I'm just going to interject.
That's a fair question, Your Honor.
No, just interject. That was my favorite thing so far today, was your reference to Groundhog Day. And so I want you to continue with that.
Well, to continue with that, people laughed when they watched Groundhog Day. And that was sort of like a dream of Bill Murray trying to fix himself, if you will. And you could watch it happen and you could take humor. I respectfully, Your Honor, I think for some of these people in this room, this version of Groundhog Day is not funny. It's in fact sort of like a nightmare. We're reliving things like Groundhog Day, but we're stressed, we're concerned, our lives may be on hold. It's not pleasant, it's not funny like Groundhog Day, but it has a lot of similarities. This application is, if you get to the heart of it, it's the same application. If you look at the prior appropriation pieces, it's the same application, and we're here, depending how you count, as much as 12 years from when this started. And we're here on the same cycle, the same activities, we're back in front of the judge. And so I would respectfully say, not just because it's a funny movie, but because the principles of Groundhog Day are the principles of collateral estoppel. You don't want to be here 100 years trying to define this application each 10-year cycle. Collateral estoppel from your prior decision, in my view, respectfully, Your Honor, clearly applies. We have the same party, the applicant. We have a new proceeding, unfortunately, it is new, and I don't disagree that the applications continue to be filed, But the issues, when they're decided, they should apply to each subsequent application. They were necessarily decided. And the reason they were necessarily decided is the applicant chose to appeal to you. They could have taken the prior state engineer decision and filed a new application. You wouldn't have had to necessarily write your opinion. It was their choice to involve you and to necessitate that you make these decisions. So to argue that after your decision, they then, you know, filed appeals, mooted those, refiled, that does nothing to do with the fact that every element of collateral estoppel is satisfied. You necessarily decided, and in your decision, respectfully, I request that you give collateral estoppel, and I could do line by line, but I will say, I'm not gonna do that, Your Honor, but you have a section B in your brief, and actually you have an analysis section, and under A, I think that's more goes to the application. So it's like the state engineer was required to deny it. So that's, I'm not arguing that's perfect. Section B, the application violates the underground water permitting statute and contradicts beneficial use as a basis of water right and public ownership of water as declared in the Constitution. I respectfully request that be verbatim in your next decision, and you cite stare decisis, which you already have, cite the precedent you already have, and cite collateral estoppel. So we don't have to ever litigate that again when we have this 140-mile pipeline, and maybe we put a few more diversion points on it, but we still don't have a single customer. We still don't know who's gonna use water, when, where, and how much. So unless they provide that pipeline, I think that we should decide as a matter of law, as a matter of collateral estoppel, that does not establish beneficial use. Your other, you have sort of sub decisions in your last decision, Your Honor. The application fails to specify the beneficial purpose and place of use of water, contrary to the statute. Respectfully, I request that be verbatim in your next opinion, supported by stare decisis, constitutional law, statutory law, and collateral estoppel. Respectfully, we don't want to be back here 10 years from now arguing the same issue, sort of like Groundhog Day. So,
and I don't think I'm going to be here in 10 years. Lord willing, I'm going to be alive. I really respect Judge Case, but I'm not going that way. I don't think I can make it to 83 on the bench.
Well, and that's why it's important to get this collateral stop ruling from you, because you may not be here, but these people will be here.
Yeah.
So that's why this is important. Let's get this as much as we can decided as clearly as possible, so we don't keep coming back to you or someone else.
Yeah. Okay. And you want 5 minutes for rebuttal?
Yes, sir.